hit that button. Okay, perfect. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Skin was a workaholic mortgage broker and a small business owner, and I now enjoy what I call my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to the other to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter PIN code 910022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. So contact your personal Nu Skin representative or your Nu Skin product support for more details on the program, and check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com. That's SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas. And today's topic is 6 tips for building sustainable exercise habits. How do you get in the habit of continuing to exercise? And this is a story written by Sharon Gamm, GAM, PhD, about a month or so ago, and found it online, of course. And so 6 tips for building sustainable exercise habits. Do a quick internet search, and you'll find hundreds of fitness programs. Each one will give you a list of exercises and tell you how many sets and reps you should do. To get results from any of those programs, you'll need to follow them regularly over time. As boring as it sounds, consistency really is the key. Unfortunately, many people struggle to stick with exercise because they don't have a sustainable exercise habit. Bye, honey. Make it a great day. Happy birthday. This evening. That's why it's so vital to create exercise habits and make them an automatic part of your lifestyle. Building healthy habits should be the first thing you focus on when deciding to start exercising. So, how do you make something a habit? You build a habit by repeatedly performing a specific behavior until it becomes automatic. In other words, you practice it until it becomes part of your routine and doesn't need to be planned for. What we are, what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. How long does it take to form a habit? A proper myth is that it takes 21 days to form a habit. I don't know where that came from. I actually spent a lot of time looking and couldn't track down any actual research that cited that number. There's research on habit formation, though. Probably the best study on real-world habit formation asked participants to choose an eating, drinking, or exercise habit and repeat it daily. Participants weren't provided with any extra rewards or motivation for performing their habit behavior. On average, it took 66 days of those participants to make the chosen behavior automatic, with the range being from 18 to 254 days for a habit to form. So you'll probably have to put more than 3 weeks into working on your habit. 6 tips for building exercise habits. Making exercise a habit isn't easy. In the study I mentioned above, about half of the participants didn't repeat their behavior often enough to successfully form a habit. If you tried and struggled with habit building in the past, it's okay. Hey, others have too. So how can you increase the chances of success? Here are some tips and ideas. Number 1, make an action plan. They say planning the plan ahead is failing is planning to fail. Things get in the way, motivation comes and goes, if you don't have a solid action plan in place, you'll find it really difficult to build your habits. Brainstorming ways to fit exercise into your daily routine. Is it possible to ask your spouse or family member to pick up your kids from school 2 days a week so you can go to the gym after work? Can you fit a 30-minute workout in on your lunch break? Can you do short workouts during the week and longer ones on the weekend? To create good exercise habits, you may have to move things around or ask for help. The goal is to make time to exercise. You also need to decide what you'll do if something comes up and alters your original plan. Spend some time and effort on this and write down your daily plans in detail. Number 2, change your environment and change your exercise habits. Your environment, the things you do and see every day, and the people you interact with makes a difference in your behavior. Make it as easy and convenient as possible to stick to your workout habits. Here are a few tips to change your environment. If you're sure that you'll never be able to get to the gym, learn how to work out at home. Tell your family or friends about your workout plan so they can help and support you. Surround yourself with other people who'd love to exercise. Learn more about fitness. Place motivating reminders around your home or your office. Pack your gym bag the night before and put it next to your front door. Write your scheduled workouts on a calendar that you look at often. Do whatever you can do to create and encourage a supportive environment for yourself. Number three, tie your new habit to an existing one. Everyone has habits that are already automatic. Brushing your teeth, eating breakfast, watching a certain TV show, dropping the kids off at school, taking the dog for a walk, etc. Those are behaviors that you perform regularly without having to plan for them. You use those behaviors as cues to help you form your new habit. In the habit study, participants were asked to form the chosen behavior in response to a cue, such as eating a piece of fruit with lunch, running for 15 minutes before dinner. Those cues were an activity that the participants would be doing anyway. You can plan to go to the gym after work or do squats during the 6 o'clock news show you watch every evening. Combine a new habit with an existing one will make it easier for you to perform the new behavior. Number four, focus on the process of creating exercise habits, not the outcome. There are two types of goals: outcome goals and process goals. Outcome goals are what you want to achieve through your exercise habits. Process goals are small, specific behaviors you perform to reach your outcome goal. An outcome goal could be to gain 5 pounds of muscle. The process goals for the outcome could be to do strength training 3 times a week and eat protein as part of every meal. Too many people focus only on the outcome of their behavior, but the process is what's really important. Focus on each individual behavior and make it part of your daily routine. If you can do that, results will follow. Number five, start very easy and make small incremental improvements. You're not likely to be successful if you try to overhaul your whole lifestyle at once. It's important to make small, realistic changes and build on them over time. If you're currently not exercising at all, but found a great program that requires you to work out for an hour a day, 5 days a week, don't try to jump straight into the full program. that's suicide. Don't try to jump into the full program. You're more likely to be successful if you start with a 20-minute workout once a week. Once that behavior is automatic, add a second weekly workout. Keep building on your success until you're regularly working out 5 times per week and then start increasing the length of each workout. Be patient and make sure each behavior is automatic before you try to make another improvement. And number six, don't expect perfection from your exercise habits. Let's go back to the 5 times a week workout program. Going from not working out at all to exercising 5 times a week can be overwhelming. Yeah, it absolutely can. When people can get overwhelmed, they think, maybe this isn't the right program for me. So they find another program. But that new exercise program requires too much equipment. The next one is also too demanding. This can go on forever. Don't get bogged down in the details and expect you to have to perform each and every workout exactly as described. Just start somewhere and aim to improve. Remember that every little bit counts. If one day you don't have time for your full workout, just do one exercise. Don't have time for your usual 30-minute run? Run just for 5 minutes. If you completely miss a workout, forgive yourself and move on. You're going to stumble every now and then, and that's okay. Start trying again the next day. In the habit study, the researchers found that missing one day of a target behavior didn't prevent habit formation as long as the participants started the behavior again the next day. People who have strong exercise habits are resilient. They bounce back after setbacks. So, let's see here. Oh, no, that's it. The rest of it's a promo for some other programs you can learn. People have strong exercise habits, are resilient, they bounce back after setbacks. All right, so going back up top, don't expect perfection from your exercise habits. start very easy and make small incremental improvements. That was number five. Four was focus on the process of creating exercise habits, not the outcome, and that's true. Three, tie your new habit to an existing one. Change your environment if you need to change your exercise habits. And make an action plan so you know where you're going. The two forks in the road, I think the Cheshire Cat and Alice, where do you want to go? Well, if you don't know where you want to go, any road will take you there, so you got to have a plan. All right, so once again, I remind you, these calls are recorded on SoundCloud.com and SoundCloud.com. You can find them on by going to the website or in a podcast app by typing either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and it should pop you up, and be sure to bookmark it, make it easier for you to get back there next time. All right, with that said, let me go over here and open up the call. Hang on here. Kind of like a door. There we go.
Hey, you just opened up the door.
Hey, come on in, everybody. Find a place to sit. To make yourself comfortable. All right.
And so tomorrow I'll actually be talking about three ways to get stronger without lifting weights. So there we are.
Thank you. All right, folks. You got to know what's coming up the next day or so. I'll be back here on Thursday. I have no idea what I'll be talking about by the time I get to Thursday, but we'll have some fun. And enjoy for the rest of the week as well. Go out and make it a great day, and I'll see you soon. All right, thanks for joining us. Bye, everybody. Thanks, Susan.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Frank.